Good evening and welcome to the KRFP Evening Report for Thursday, April 17th, 2025. I'm Lee Robartis in the news tonight. Law firm files federal wrongful death lawsuit over police killing of autistic teen Victor Perez in Pocatello. University of Idaho and University of Phoenix insist they can still go through with purchase deal, and thousands attend Bernie Sanders' stop in Missoula, Montana. We'll have details on those stories and more coming up on the KRFP Evening Report. And live in the KRFP studios in Moscow, Idaho, I'm Lee Robartis, and this is the KRFP Evening Report. The Washington Senate has passed permit to purchase gun legislation, sending the bill back to the House to consider amendments. The House had already passed House Bill 1163, but senators added amendments, which forced the measure back to the House for a new vote before moving to Governor Bob Ferguson's desk. If House Bill 1163 passes again in the House, the bill would require potential gun purchasers to buy a firearms permit and prove they had completed a firearms training course. Proponents of the measure say 12 other states have passed similar measures, reducing gun homicides by 11% in those states. According to the Spokesman Review, Democratic Senator Manka Dingra of Redmond said, "This is not about us versus them. This is about safety. It's about ensuring that our children are not accidentally shot, which has been happening more and more. It's about making sure that guns are not lying in a closet. It's about making sure that people actually know how to handle a gun when they get it." Democratic Senator Marco Lias of Edmonds said of the measure, "It has also curbed illegal gun trafficking, and it makes sure that our gun firearms in this state are in the hands of responsible gun owners. It is ultimately about saving lives. That is the most important mission." Leah said the process has been set up for simplicity. It would include annual checks to ensure the user stays legally eligible to hold the permit as a critical safety layer. Opponents of House Bill 1163 say they fear new live fire training requirements to get a permit would end up creating a backlog at firearms training ranges or at the State Patrol, who will issue the permits. Sharpshooting indoor range and gun shop owner Jeremy Ball said, "Without a massive investment from Washington State in order to develop these programs and execute them, it's going to be at an extreme cost, and the premise of them doesn't really make sense anyways." Republican Senator Mark Schessler of Ritzville, who represents District 9, which includes Pullman and Clarkston, said the measure is an assault on the hardworking taxpayers. Schessler cited other proposals to raise fees, which lawmakers have proposed, including a raise in the annual Discover Pass for state parks and raises in hunting licenses. He said there is absolutely no way that average taxpayer out in Othello isn't going to get hit trying to legitimately buy a firearm, upgrade a firearm. There's absolutely no way. House Bill 1163 is among other firearms restriction measures, including a bill to restrict openly carrying guns in places where children are present, such as playgrounds, zoos, transit centers, county fairgrounds, during fairs, and certain state and local public buildings. Under that bill, the government would also require signs that say weapons are banned at those locations. University of Idaho and University of Phoenix officials insist they have not given up on the $685 million proposed deal for the UI to purchase the online-only University of Phoenix. University of Phoenix spokesperson Andrea Smiley said in an email to the Idaho Education News, "We continue to be excited about the proposed affiliation with the University of Idaho and the opportunity to support important educational and workforce needs in the state of Idaho. The two universities will continue to collaborate to find solutions." UI spokesperson Jody Walker said the deal is up to Phoenix officials. Walker said, "We continue to see incredible value in the University of Phoenix. However, next steps are in the hands of Phoenix and its ownership team." A deadline to close the deal is June 10th. The Idaho State Board of Education agreed to an extension last year to give the two schools time to get lawmakers to agree to the purchase But that has not happened. There was no movement on getting legislative approval during the 2025 legislative session. That contrasts with the previous session when the legislature hesitated to make a decision on the $685 million deal. At the time, during the 2024 session, lawmakers complained they were left in the dark by closed-door negotiations between the schools. The universities have less than 2 months to settle on the deal and meet the deadline. The legislature already adjourned until January, so it's unclear how legislators would have an opportunity to consider a revamped deal unless they or the governor call a special session. The State Board of Education gave Phoenix officials some latitude to talk to other possible purchasers after an exclusivity agreement expired. The State Board of Education is meeting today at the University of Idaho in Moscow. UI President C. Scott Green is expected to address the board meeting and deliver the university's annual report. The board does not have Phoenix-related items on its agenda. Thousands attended a Stop the Oligarchy rally with U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders and Democratic U.S. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez yesterday in Missoula, Montana. KRFP citizen journalist Brenda Cox was there and interviewed some of the attendees.
My name's Tammy Buckaloo, and I'm here to volunteer for Bernie, and I'm ready to fight for our democracy. After yesterday and the last 90 days, I'm scared to death for my grandchildren. I have a grandson with autism. I have friends that are migrants, and what we're doing is just unconstitutional. And we are in a fascist state.
Well, thank you for showing up. What are the top issues that grab you most importantly, that bother you about what the Trump administration is doing?
Right now, it's the unconstitutional grab for power. The Supreme Court, that poor man they deported by accident. That wasn't an accident. I worry that he's not with us. And I'm scared for his family, and it just scares me that I could be next, because I am active.
Okay, yeah.
And I helped John Tester, and he's a target.
Okay. Are you local to Montana?
Yes, I'm Missoula Lake local.
I was wondering, do you mind if I ask your political affiliation?
I was an independent, but I am full Democrat now.
Well, I'm curious how many Republicans may show up to this event, and I'm very interested in talking to them, too.
Me, too.
And just everybody, because this is just not, it's not Republican versus, right.
I try to stress that when I talk to people. I do some contributing to the Ukraine independent media now, and you know, I tell them that because they hate us. They really do. And it's sad that they don't hate us. The world. The world hates us. That they cry. They're praying for us. I'm doing this for them in a lot of ways because I love the world and I don't want to lose it.
Okay. Well, thank you for talking to me.
Thank you. Yeah.
Jim Gosney.
Okay. Tell me what brings you out today.
Well, wife wanted to come and see Bernie, and so did I. So, and for the rally, we've seen him on TV, and we thought, seeing that we're this close, we're from Great Falls, but seeing that we're this close, let's go see him, you know.
As a veteran, I see that you're wearing a veteran's hat. Did you serve from 61 to 75?
Yes, I was in from 71 to 75. Yeah, it was over in Southeast Asia at the time in 72, and that ended up in Montana, you know, my last duty station. So it's home now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how do you feel about the administration trying to fire 85,000 VA workers?
Well, I tell you what, if this is recorded, you don't want to hear my answer, but not too happy.
Okay.
You know, with the administration cutting everybody back.
Have you personally been impacted yet?
Not yet, but you never know.
Right.
there's still, he's 4 years and he's only been in for a little over 2 months, and look what all's happened so far. So what are we up against down the road? So,
well, thank you for talking to me.
You're welcome.
Okay, and your name?
My name is Carolyn Pettick, and I'm from Spokane. And I drove over here with my neighbor because we wanted to take part in standing up and saying we oppose everything that the Trump administration is doing. We've been long supporters of Bernie. I voted for Bernie back in 2016. You know, I wanted Bernie then, and I certainly support his message today.
Right. And how do you think Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is doing?
Oh, I got to listen to her, the NAMPA
rally
just a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. And she's spot on. And she represents that younger voice that we need to get more of. Want to see more of our, you know, Democrats standing up like that and speaking louder.
Yeah.
Demanding more.
Yeah. What bothers you most about what's going on in the administration currently?
The total disregard for our Constitution. I was a social studies teacher for 28 years, and I taught juniors and seniors and taught the Constitution, and he is in complete violation of everything our country stands for.
Yes, we as American citizens get one vote, but with big money in the picture, Citizens United and whatnot, we've got people like Elon Musk swooping in and spending
buying elections.
Right.
Yeah, no, one of the big things I would always teach my kids is to stop and think about how important we need to have public campaign financing. And Canada does it, Japan does it, Germany does it, and we should. I mean, list all the democratic socialist countries, and we need to be following that.
Yeah,
same. And until we get the money out of politics, we're kind of screwed. So
thank you for being here.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thanks.
Okay. And your name?
Bob Kuykendall.
And tell me what brings you out here today.
Well, a little background. I'm a lifelong conservative Republican, but we have no more conservatives, and obviously there needs to be some pushback from what's going on. So that's what got me here.
Okay. What are you passionate about? What kind of issues have stirred within you?
How can we enumerate them?
Okay.
You know, there's just such chaos going on.
Okay.
And it's not constructive. None of it's constructive.
Okay. Are you concerned for our democracy?
Of course.
Yeah.
And again, lifelong conservative. A conservative would never, ever, ever be doing what's going on right now.
All right, well, thank you.
I think that covers it.
So, what brings you out today?
Well, I'm here for both positive reasons and negative reasons. The positive reasons are that Bernie has been speaking for the working class for the last four decades, and that AOC, in my view, is the new generation that's taking that baton and going to move it forward. And the working class are the ones that are getting screwed by this current administration. You know, Trump ran on going to lower egg prices of eggs and all this crap. He doesn't give a crap about that. He has bamboozled a lot of people into thinking that he's for the working class, but he's not. He's for his billionaire buddies. And it's so clear. I mean, he gives this the wealthiest person in the world the power to go and take a chainsaw to our government, take a chainsaw to all these jobs out there, take a chainsaw to the Veterans Administration. And that's the negative. I'm here because that is outrageous. It's also outrageous that he's disappearing people and sending them to another country and putting them in a gulag prison when these people haven't even been convicted of a crime. It's just outrageous. And unless we stand up against this stuff, we're going to be next.
Well, thank you for your for speaking to KRFP. And do you have anything to say?
I'm also here as I'm extremely concerned about the Trump and Trump administration blindly disregarding the rule of law, ignoring court decisions, or some stonewalling to put the brakes on any sort of justice that might not follow their track. I'm here because I'm puzzled that more than half of the voters believe that man. I must admit that when Donald Trump first got into politics, I thought, good, it's a business person that that is different because he's not been in the depths of politics and it'll be a fresh face. But it wasn't long before I heard from people who had been bankrupted, you know, personal stories that I know are true from people. One was a granite installer who put a second mortgage on his home to buy the granite for one of Trump's casinos. And when they went bankrupt, he was offered, I think it was 15% on his money, and he had to pay for his home twice. That's not a business person that does that. Who would do business with anybody like that twice? You'd learn your lesson and go, man, that's one to avoid. And he has bamboozled so many. Get money out of politics. Montana had a law passed over 100 years ago when the Copper Kings would lob money over the transoms of motel rooms where the Montana legislatures would stay. She was just flat out blatantly buying their votes. And Montana realized that that wasn't a good idea for the state, and until Citizens United was overcome.
Those were some of the voices in Missoula, Montana yesterday, where U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont and Democratic U.S. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York spoke before thousands of people at the Adams Center at the University of Montana. You're tuned into the KRFP Evening Report. This is KRFP Moscow Pullman.
KRFP thanks its listeners and sponsors, including Tie-Dye Everything, with locally made tie-dyed items, incense, and other accessories. Tie-Dye Everything is located near 6th Street at 527 South Main Street in Moscow. For more information, you can find Tie-Dye Everything at tie-dye-everything.com.
Programming on KRFP is also sponsored by Hungadunga Brewing Company of 333 North Jackson Street in Moscow. Hungadunga features live music, special events, fine food, and craft beers at hungadungabrewing.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
An Oakland, California law firm has served notice they will file a federal wrongful death lawsuit against the city of Pocatello on behalf of the family of autistic teen Victor Perez, who police shot 9 times from the other side of a chain-link fence Saturday, April 5th. Perez died this past weekend. Attorney Ben Nisenbaum of Oakland told the Associated Press they can't justify the shooting by saying he was a danger to anyone. He wasn't going after anyone. The officers just lined up and opened fire. Nisenbaum said when they filed the lawsuit, they planned to name the city, the police chief, and 4 officers as defendants. The administrative claim, which is the precursor to a lawsuit, was on behalf of Perez's mother, Wanda Alicia, his sister, Monica Perez, his aunt, Ana Vasquez, and his grandfather and guardian, Luis Alicia. The lawsuit says the Perez family has, quote, suffered emotional distress caused by witnessing the negligent conduct of the involved officers. The nonverbal autistic teen was seen carrying a knife April 5th and stepped towards police who thought he was intoxicated. Perez's aunt, Ana Vasquez, said her nephew was unsteady on his feet and had cerebral palsy. Family members have noted viral videos say show police used deadly force 12 seconds after running up to the teen who was on the other side of a chain-link fence, and people have criticized police for not assessing the situation before resorting to deadly force. Police shot Perez 9 times. He died this past weekend, prompting a protest by 300 people at Pocatello City Hall. Pocatello officials say the 4 officers who confronted Perez are on administrative leave. The city has not released the names of the 4 police officers. Well, that's it for the KRFP Evening Report for tonight. Taking a look at the weather forecast for the Moscow-Pullman area, it will be mostly clear through tomorrow, low 31, high 58, increasing clouds Friday night, low 36, mostly cloudy Saturday, high 56, southeast winds 5 to 10, becoming west in the afternoon, gusts up to 20, partly cloudy Saturday night and Sunday, low 37, high 54, currently 54 degrees. If you want to help KRFP keep newscasts like this on the air, plus the newscasts you hear during Morning Mix, the recordings of local events, and the public affairs shows you hear every day, plus the music and arts programming you hear every day on KRFP, be sure to become a member of KRFP, or better yet, go to the Real Radio Dinner tomorrow night. Tickets are available at the door at the 1912 Center, social at 6, dinner at 7, auction at 8. Coming up, we have Noise Filter Radio, followed by Flashpoints, the daily investigative news magazine from Pacifica Radio. At 7:30, we will have appearing locally live on the air. And at 8 o'clock, our show, Rude Awakening. And their guest online will be Ken Ward, the Valve Turner. So check that out. This is KRFP Moscow Pullman, community radio for the Palouse at 90.3 on your FM dial and online.
Wow, it's coming up really soon.
Ever contemplate the planet's current political conundrum?
We got the biggest conundrums. We got the biggest ones you've ever seen. The big conundrums, they're huge. Bring your
skills. The Real Radio Dinner and Auction.
It's Friday, April 18th.
Silent auction plus live auction.
Some of the big auction items include rooms at the Best Western.
Limited print Taylor Swift double album on vinyl.
Pairs of tickets to Rendezvous in the Park starring the original Wailers and Clifton Chenier. We are young
despite the years. Pairs of tickets to the Punk Palouse Festival.
Certificate to rent the whole Kenworthy for a night.
Gift basket, Happy Hog Meats, Hodgins, Zips, John's Alley, One World Cafe, and Tie-Dye Everything.
Tickets available at krfp.org and Tie-Dye Everything.
Programming on KRFP is sponsored by listeners like you and by Giant Palouse Earthworm, providing DIY music booking in Moscow and Pullman, focusing on extreme metal, punk, hardcore, and the avant-garde. Giant Palouse Earthworm is available on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Programming on KRFP is also sponsored by Rembrandt Tree Care, family owned and operated since 1977. A conscientious approach to urban forestry with year-round tree service on the Palouse and surrounding areas. You can reach Rembrandt Tree Care at 509-330-0699.
KRFP thanks all of its donors and underwriters for helping make this programming possible.